Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning on this wonderful, wonderful morning. This is another day that we are so glad to be here, and we are so glad that you have tuned in to the Release Your Power show today. I am your host, the E-Power Coach, LaLisa J. Williams, and I am here to empower you, to encourage you, to suggest to you that it is time to take control of everything in our lives. And that means everything. I mean, today we're talking about taking control of our finances. Yes, and then another segment we'll talk about taking control of our health, getting in line with our health. Then we'll talk about taking control of our emotions. You know, sometimes we like to let our emotions just kind of have their way. But you know what? We're going to stop that, because as empowered people, okay, as people who are striving for excellence, we want to be able to thrive in the power that our God has given us. Well, we would just welcome you to the show today. Just say good morning. And you know, we've been talking all week, as many mornings as we could get on here, about our upcoming symposium that's taking place this Saturday. And it is going to be an exciting event. We want you all to come out. If you listen to this show prior to Saturday, we want you to come out. We certainly want you to come to Essex County College, that's located in Newark, New Jersey, where we're going to have the renowned keynote speaker, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. You can visit him on his website. He's also a number one best-selling author of several books, but most notable to most people is the one he had written, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Now, I wished I had read and really studied that book about 20 years ago. Oh, my goodness, just the things, the wealth of knowledge and information in the book. Now, he's going to be our keynote speaker. We also have some other wonderful panel speakers who are going to be there. A couple of them will be calling into my radio show on Friday. So we definitely want you to tune in to Harvest Radio tomorrow at 1:30. You can listen to it via the internet. We stream live. And you just go to www.harvestglobalnetwork.com. And so we just thank you for tuning into the show. If you want to call in this morning, call in. We'll take your calls. You can dial in via your telephone, 347-945-7991. We stand ready to take your calls and to hear what you have to say about wealth. Now, this event is coming Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Like I said, we're going to have two wonderful panel speakers, two sets of panel speakers there, one more so addressing the issue of the role of education in economic success. And then the other one is going to talk about entrepreneurialism, the only way to really make it. Now, everyone is either working for someone or they own a business and others work for them. So everybody that works, either they are the entrepreneur, they started the company, or their family members started the company, left it to them, or you're working for someone else. And that's just how it is. That's the way it is. Either you work for yourself and you have others working for you, so you're the leader, you're the visionary, you're the one planning, or you're working for someone, whether you work for the federal government, state government, local government, or you may work for some major corporation, like a major pharmaceutical company, major players in the energy industry, major people in the education industry. Maybe you work for some educational institution. You may be a small local company. You might be in the financial industry. Maybe you work for a bank. Maybe you work for a big investing company, a major holding company. Maybe you work in technology, internet technology, website technology. Maybe you work for a computer, if a computer company, computer programming. Maybe you work in the field of arts and entertainment. Maybe you're a playwright, play director. Maybe you're an actor. There's so many industries. The possibilities are endless. Oh, you might work in the clothing industry. And so we are going to be at the college on Friday. I am the host of this event and our major sponsor, and who also is the place where we will be holding the events, is Essex County College. It is being sponsored by Urban Issues Institute, and that in and of itself is just phenomenal, because you see, an ordinary person who has a vision, and when the vision comes from God, he always funds his projects. And so this is certainly a project that God has funded because he wants his people to be a success. He wants you to be a success. He wants me to be a success. According to Joshua 1 and 8, he has given us the gospel of good success. According to Jeremiah 29 and 11, he knows the plans he has for us to prosper us, to give us hope in the future. According to Psalm 1, that those of us who are walking upright before the Lord, he will allow us to be successful, and he will allow everything that we put our hand to prosper. And so there's no lack there. You know, God is not a God of lack. He is a God of purpose. He is a God of planning. And that's why we call this Wealth Strategy Symposium. He is strategic planning. It's the type of planning that looks at the big picture. But you know, sometimes before you can do planning, you have to get to some understanding. The Bible says, in all you're getting, get an understanding. So we get an understanding about the problem. You know, why do we have lack? Why don't we have the funds we need? And I had to come to grips with that myself and say, you know what? It's time out for just accepting what is. It's time to figure out how to get this done. You know, we can't just take our gifts and talents and hide them under a rock or go bury them because we don't know what to do with them. And so we learned today that it is up to us to go out and find out how to use our gifts and talents, how to become prosperous so that we can do the work that he has called us to do. Now, let me just tell you about some of our other speakers who are going to be on the panel. Dr. Akhil Kafani, he's also a professor in the social sciences department. He's an educator, he's an author, he's a director. We have author, motivational speaker, market strategist, Georgia Woodbine. She's a very professional woman. She's a woman who has her own business, runs her own business, and she's also an author, a speaker, and she does a lot of teaching and training. You can go to her website and just Google her and put her name in Google. You will come up. There's not a whole lot of Georgia Woodbines, so when you come up with that name, it's probably her. Check out her websites. We also have Diane L. Murray, who is an insurance agent, also vice president of a credit union, young woman, dynamic woman, who is just using her gifts and talents. We have Mr. Burke Shockley, who is a man of vision and purpose, and just many others who are going to be on the panel. Also, there's going to be networking. You're going to be able to meet with individuals who have services to offer you, to tell you about, to help you as you strengthen your entrepreneurial skills. Maybe you're not an entrepreneur, but you're thinking about it. It's in the back of your mind. You are wondering, should you do it, should you not do it? You want to know what the risks are that are associated with stepping out and becoming your own boss, so to speak, stepping out and working for yourself as opposed to waiting for, you know, your company to give you that paycheck every Friday or every other Friday or however you get paid. Or maybe you want to do both. Maybe you want to, some of the people that will be speaking, some of the people there, myself, we have dual streams of income. So, yes, we work for a company, but we also have products and services that we offer in our own business as well. So, you know, sometimes you might want to do that. You might want to go that route. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. Some of us have the energy to do that. The Bible says that it gives out skills, talents, and abilities according to people's abilities. Some people can only handle one thing at a time, and there's nothing wrong with that. Others can handle you know, five things at one time. It just depends on, you know, what God has graced you with. And so that's why we don't spend a lot of time looking at other people, because, you know, what God has for them is for them. What God has for you is for you. And so we, at a symposium like this is where you really get to listen to what other people have to say, you know, gain some wisdom and knowledge for yourself, ask questions. That's the good thing about a symposium. We have time built in for you to ask questions of the speakers. And you just don't want to miss Dr. Dennis P. Kimbrough. He is phenomenal. He's funny. He's delightful. He's pleasant. You know, he's a nice person. And he's a dynamic speaker, all rolled into one. Because, you know, some speakers, I'm telling you, they're awesome at the podium, but you would not want to spend 2 minutes in their presence beyond that. But this person, I can vouch for him. I've been to several of his seminars, and I tell you, he's so approachable that I was able to, you know, me being basically a nobody, I was able to approach him and to invite him to speak at this event that I wanted to put together, because when I met him, I had no concept of the Wealth Strategy Symposium. But when I heard him speak, and knowing about the book and having read the book, it came to me, you know, the Lord brought it to me. And he said yes, and this is his second year coming. We're going to be doing this as long as God tells me to do it. As long as God keeps providing, this is what we're going to do. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. So we just, you know, urge you to come out. If you have friends, you know, family members, maybe you can't make it. Maybe you already have a previous engagement or what have you. Send someone. Allow them to take notes for you. We're going to have people there from the real estate industry. They will be able to tell you the ins and outs and the risk of purchasing property. You know, that's a great way to build wealth. And what I love about Dr. Kimbrough and some of the things that he is going to talk about, he's going to talk about the various forms of wealth, because some people think that, you know, there's just one way to get wealthy, there's just one way to make money. But he has researched and he has developed these nine, and he exposes them, and you're going to know what they are. You know, people think that only the rich get richer. That is so not true, because the rich, a lot of them didn't start out rich. Maybe many of them did, but a lot of them started out broke. And he's going to talk about that, because he has gone around the country and he has interviewed people that were ordinary people, everyday people just like you and me, who today are wealthy. And wealthy doesn't just mean you have a lot of money, but it means that your money works for you and that you use that money to help other people. And you're able to do all of those things and still have enough so that you don't have to worry about the little things. Like, I doubt if, you know, you worry, but you don't worry, because we know in God there's no worry about the things that we know God will take care of. And so you definitely want to come there on Saturday. I know I need to be there, because I am still learning all that I can about this. You know, the beautiful thing is that it's really never too late. You know, it's never too late, and we just want to welcome you right now to the show. I see that we do have a guest that has joined us, and so we welcome you to the show today. I hope that you can hear pretty good, and please, if you want to call in, if you have a question and you want to, you know, make a comment about what's happening, the number is 347-945-7991. We encourage you to call in, but we're here talking about the upcoming Wealth Strategy Symposium, where our theme is engaging the mind, empowering the spirit, and embracing the wealth. And like I've said before on the other shows that I've done on this topic, we have one more morning to talk about it. Then I'm going to be talking about it Friday on my Power Truth radio show on Harvest Radio. We're going to have some people calling in. But as I've said before, for me, I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired of being broke and being around. You know, I work every day. I've had great jobs. I've worked for some of the best companies in the world, but yet never being able to really break through that ceiling. It's like a glass ceiling to becoming wealthy. And then I ran across Dr. Kimbrough about a year and a half ago, and then I remembered the book Think and Grow Rich, which was originally written by Napoleon Hill, which was actually the one that I read. And I just said, you know, bless God. And so we just thank God for, you know, what is going to happen. We thank God. You know, God wants us to release the power that he has given us. You know, certainly if you've had the book, you've read the book, you already understand some of the points that Dr. Kimbrough believes in and he teaches on, and that there are things that we can do and there are things that we want to do, but there are things that we need to know how to do in order to build wealth. There are things that we need to know what not to do so that we can build sustainable wealth for ourselves, our family members, generations to come, and our communities. And we want to be able to help our cities. We want to be able to help the state, the country, and even impact the world. We are supposed to be world changers. We know there are a lot of things in the world that we cannot change, but everything that we can change, we want the power to do it. And there's a lot of things that you cannot do without finances. There are a lot of things you can do. A lot of people, you know, they can give their time. Yeah, we can give our time and our talents. But guess what? After we give our talents, even the Bible says that a servant is worthy, a laborer is worthy of their hire. So even after we give our talents for such an amount of time, we, at some point, we still need to be compensated so that we can pay our rent, pay our mortgages, pay for gas, pay for food, pay for clothing, pay for just the basic necessities, not even taking it to a higher level. So that's, you know, some of the reasons why we've put together this symposium. That's why we're making an appeal here on Blog Talk Radio. That's why I'm getting up every morning to come on and just to encourage you, to empower you. You don't have to stay broke. This is 2008. We've been talking about 2008 from January 1, and even beforehand, some of us were talking about how this is a year of new beginnings. This is the year where God's going to release some things into our lives. This is a year where we're going to have uncommon breakthroughs. And, well, yes, but it takes a change of mindset. You know, getting rich, having wealth is not just about money, having money, because I've had money and I'm still broke. Just having money doesn't get you wealthy. We have to have a change of mind. We have to get our minds in order. You know, even the Word of God tells us that we must be transformed by the renewing of the mind. And so on Saturday, May 3rd at Essex County College, 10 o'clock in the morning, it's free. It's not going to cost you any money. We thank God that he has made this event free. We're very thankful to Essex County College and the Urban Issues Institute for sponsoring this. They have paid for this so that you don't have to pay for it. All you have to do is show up on Saturday, May 3rd, Essex County College, and you can be empowered. You can be encouraged. You could be strengthened to move to the next level. You're going to meet everyday people just like you and me who we're not going to feel guilty about putting into play and action the gifts that God has given us. This is what he has required us to do. He doesn't want us to hide our talents. And those who have the talents for building wealth, sharing with us what we need to do, they're going to be on hand. I mean, they're going to be talking about things like what? How to pay off our credit cards, how to get out of debt, how not to use our money just to feed our flesh, just to buy fleshly things and then end up broke weeks later, months later. They're going to teach us about, you know, very easy investment strategies, those that we could put into play right away. Talk about, you know, the benefits of being with a financial advisor and how to set and stick to a budget. They're going to be people who are going to tell you about other financial seminars. You know, everybody knows that you don't just learn something and then one time you're just going to run off and probably do it perfect. That you need to come to other seminars and workshops. Just like when you work out, you don't just go to the gym one time and, you know, build your muscles up and walk away. No, you continue to do it over and over and over. So we just, you know, bless God for this opportunity to be a part of this. You know, I just thank God because, you know, I know when I was in business school learning about economics and, you know, learning about basically finances and things like that, you know, I just learned that it just takes, you know, you have to come, you have to learn, and you have to learn how to put things, you know, into action. You have to learn how to put things into play. And, you know, this is something that we haven't done. You know, a lot of us who, you know, are in the need to understand finances and wealth and how it's built, you know, we just have to come to grips and admit that we've made mistakes. We didn't know what we were doing. We thought we knew. We tried some things, and it didn't work. Now we're just going to go back to the drawing board, and on Saturday, May 3rd, at Essex County College is your opportunity to come and to learn and to network, meet other people that are also like-minded. You know, a lot of times, you know, when you hang around the wrong people, you tend to fall backwards. You tend to go back into those same old patterns and those same old behaviors. That's because those people are at those behaviors. And so this way, you want to come, you want to build some new alliances, you want to network with some people. Oh, yeah, and let me give you the best part of this. Also, at this symposium, we are going to have some door prizes. You come, you bring your business card or something with your information on it. We're going to be doing three or four drawings. The first drawing, someone's going to win 1 hour of videotaping. In other words, if you are a speaker, motivational speaker, a trainer, maybe you do workplace training, ministry training, preaching, what have you, we have Christ Productions is offering on this day a 1 hour videotaping of your preaching, and typically that's enough time to get whatever done, or training session. Maybe you need it for a promotional item. Maybe you need it as product when you go out to speak. It also brings in an income if you are a speaker or trainer. You know, I'm a speaker, I'm a trainer. We know how badly we need that product, and we know how much it costs to get a product done right. So you can go to the website, christproductions.com, and you can see right for yourself, christproductions.org, and you can see right for yourself the quality of his work. And you can, and he will come and he will videotape you. Now, you have to be here in the local area somewhere, but where he can get to you by car. But he will come, he will tape you, and it will be awesome, and you will have that product. It's free. We're going to be giving that away on Saturday. Also, you know how important it is today to have a website, and a nice website, one where it is exciting, where people want to come back to your site, where they want to get your information. Also, we're going to be giving away 1 4-page website, and that's a great start. You can always add pages on later. It's going to be built for you, free of charge. We're going to be giving that away. And also, I'm going to be giving away 3 hours of personal coaching, success coaching, professional coaching, whatever kind of coaching you need. It could be maybe you want to write a book, so I'll help you write your book. And you know how valuable these things are, very costly, over $2,000 worth of gifts that we're going to be giving away. And remember, you don't have to pay anything to come. I mean, you really can't afford not to show up at the Wealth Strategy Symposium. You just really can't afford not to show up. I really don't have to say a whole lot I'm not trying to bribe anyone. I mean, people should be tired of being poor and broke and seeing everybody else with, and you know, just figuring out that, you know, God doesn't want me poor. You know, I tell you what gets me sometimes is the fact that if I'm poor, how can I, and you know, I'm a Christian and I'm in the church or wherever, whatever your religion might be. It's like, how can you do what your God is calling you to do when you don't have any money? You can't feed the poor. You can't help the homeless. You can't feed the hungry. You can't clothe the naked. You can't build a transitional house. You can't fund a hospital that's about to go out of business. You can't do anything. You don't have any money. And so that's just funny to me sometimes that we just don't get it. And God has positioned. Now, it's one thing when we're supposed to be that poor person getting the funding. But when you have a mind and when God has given you the use of your limbs, when God has given you the ability and the energy to move about, to get up, he wants us to be doing something. You know, he doesn't want us sitting back saying, woe is me. He wants us active. He wants us building, creating, and doing. And you can't build anything without money. You know, I wouldn't even be able to have this conversation with you without money. I have to pay my phone bill. I have to pay my electric bill. I have to pay the cable bill. I had to buy a computer. You see, you know what? Even the glasses that I have on to read my material, they cost money. They're not free. The chair that I sit in, you know, so we should understand full well why we need wealth. Now, that's just what I can do for me. What about this desire that we have in us to do for others? We don't have that desire for no reason. That desire is of God. God gives us that desire to want to help others, you know, and that's a blessing. That's a wonderful thing. And so, you know, I know that this symposium is of God. I know it is because I know, like I say all the time, I'm not smart enough to come up with these things on my own. You know, except it be a God idea. There is no way I couldn't have even put these two words together, wealth strategy, you see. But God did it. So come out to the Wealth Strategy Symposium where Dr. Dennis Kimbrough is going to be teaching, where Georgia Woodbine is going to be teaching, and it's just going to be wonderful. I look forward to meeting you there. Come shake my hand. I want to meet you. I want to give you a hug. I want to say, you know what, let's do this together and just have a great time. It's going to be excitement. You can just even imagine the energy level when you have all these people who are positive, who want to help each other, and the show is going off now, but we thank you. We'll be back here tomorrow. We'll be back here in the morning, same time, 8:30 a.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio, the Release Your Power show. Have a wonderful day and release your power and tell somebody about the 2008 Wealth Strategy Symposium or give me a call, 908-432-1853. Well, this has been the E-Power Coach, Lalisa J. Williams. Hit me up on my website, lalisajwilliams.com. Leave me an email message, and I will get back to you. Until the next time, walk in your power.